Hey, before we start recording, can we talk about what we listened to this week?
What do you mean? Shouldn't we save that for the episode?
No, I think it'd be a good idea too.
What, you guys didn't like what I recommended this week?
It's not that we didn't like it. It was just different.
Experimental.
Exactly. It was a little more experimental than usual.
This is my favorite album in a long time. I think Crunchy Bunches of Hoes really made something special.
It was 45 minutes of sexually explicit dirty talk put over light piano music.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. It just doesn't lend itself to a meaningful discussion for the podcast, I don't think.
We talk about sex all the time. This is just a little more direct than usual.
At one point, he whispered, "I want to make love to you like Bob Ross."
And while that sounds extremely gentle, it wasn't the only Bob Ross reference on the album.
That's what you guys have a problem with? The Bob Ross stuff?
Well, it's a lot of Bob Ross stuff.
"I want to see a happy little bush. I won't finish early like the life of Bob Ross. I'll treat you better than that bitch Linda." It's a lot, man.
I really don't have a lot to say about it besides the fact that it makes me uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable.
Art should make you feel something.
And this definitely did. But I don't have a lot to say about how it made me feel.
I guess there are only so many ways you can say horny.
I know we've talked about some weird stuff before, but I worry that we don't have enough to go on here.
You're both missing the point.
The point being?
I would say what it was, but then the point would be moot. Because if you insist on declaring what the point is, you negate the value of the point itself. The value of art is assigned by those who consume it, not those who make it.
"I want to dip you in acrylics and spread you out over a canvas."
That's actually really big on TikTok right now.
I don't know. It seems a little hand-wavy to say, "It's art," and move on. What's the point of this podcast if we can't talk about the album without stripping it of its value?
Seems like a problem with the podcast, not the album.
So some art you can talk about and increase its value, while some art you can't talk about without decreasing its value?
Precisely. Art is just meant to be felt sometimes.
Brendan, are you Crunchy Bunches of Hoes?
It's entirely possible.
I knew it!